The damage from Francis may not be as bad as feared, but the losses will still run into the billions. Government and insurance industry officials estimate that insured damages will fall somewhere between $3 and $6 billion. That's on top of the $7 billion payout on the damage Hurricane Charley did more than 3 weeks ago. NPR's David Shaper has that story.
In a basement deep inside the State Farm Company's sprawling corporate campus in the central Illinois town of Bloomington is a huge room that looks a bit like a disaster-proof bunker. Inside the painted concrete block walls and beneath the massive ductwork exposed in the ceiling are a dozen rows of cubicles with phones and computer terminals set up for as many as 85 employees to take calls from policyholders whose homes or cars were damaged by Francis.
Cash 800 number. This is Kristen. How may I help you today?
Kristen Riddle is one of the few dozen State Farm employees brought in from other areas of the company to help staff this catastrophe call center activated only during crises like Hurricanes Francis and Charley.
What kind of loss? You had roof damage, water damage?
Riddle starts the claims process by taking in the initial damage reported by the policyholder. The information will then be accessible to claims adjusters on the ground in Florida, who will be calling on policyholders in person in a prioritized basis, starting with the most severe damage claims. And while the damage from Francis is far less severe than first feared, Riddle says it's still devastating to some of those calling in.
I had a lady that was crying earlier. I couldn't hardly even understand her because she came home. She'd been working for 3 days straight. And she came home and had nothing. I mean, her roof was down, carpet was wet, pool was gone.
State Farm insures more homes and vehicles in Florida than any other company, about 23% of the market, and has already received more than 28,000 calls to its catastrophe call centers. Still, State Farm and other insurance companies anticipate the cost of covering claims from Francis will be much less than the $7 billion in estimated insured losses from Hurricane Charley.
The insurance industry is breathing a collective sigh of relief.
Robert Hartwig, senior economist with the Insurance Information Institute, says the initial size and strength of Francis led to huge loss projections, rivaling those of Hurricane Andrew in 1992. But Francis weakened significantly as it made landfall. Still, Hartwig says the combined force of two hurricanes in the space of a month will have a big impact on Florida's economy.
Together, the two storms are likely to produce somewhere between $10 and $13 billion of insurance-related losses and probably double that amount in economic losses.
Changes made in the wake of Andrew, such as building code improvements, higher insurance deductibles and premiums, and the creation of a statewide hurricane relief fund, better protect both insurance companies and Florida residents from catastrophic damages. And right now, the state happens to be in a good position to absorb hurricane losses, according to economist Hartwig.
Florida is growing faster than the nation overall, has very strong demographics, more home building going on there than virtually any other state. People continue to move there. Immigrants like to come to this state. But what will happen is that the insurance dollars and the federal aid dollars will provide an added jolt to the Florida economy.
Still, that doesn't mean that individuals won't suffer big losses. According to government and insurance industry officials, every time there's a catastrophe like this, some home and business owners discover they were underinsured or not insured at all for certain kinds of losses. David Shaper, NPR News.